The reading today is from Psalm 116, beginning at verse 12 to 14. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I wonder how you say thank you to someone when you're really grateful for something they've done for you, something perhaps they've been really kind or given you a gift, and you're thinking, how can I say thank you? Well, we've already done one way, haven't we, this morning? We've made a card, a lovely card, which just about balances when it's folded. It says thank you all over the front there, and we've said what we're thankful for inside. So that's one way, write a card to someone. Another way we say thank you often is by, giving someone some flowers, don't we? It's another way to say thank you, give some flowers to someone. Something else we sometimes do is, Tony thought these were for him, but actually they're a prop, so we give a box of chocolates, don't we, with the card sometimes, or with the flowers, and we say, thank you so much. So if you weren't sure about whether you wanted to stay for pizza, this is dessert, so there we go. That's something we also do, don't we, say thank you by giving chocolates. But in that reading there we had in the psalm, there were some other ways that the psalmist, the person who wrote the psalm, says he wants to give thanks, and how he'll give thanks. But did you notice that the most important thing is having a deep sense of gratitude? He says, how can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? How can I repay the Lord? He's got such an overwhelming sense that he's been blessed. He's got this amazing feeling. Yes, amazing sort of sense that he lives in the Lord's grace and blessing, and that he's been treated better than he could possibly have dreamed. He's really got that. And I think that's the most important thing for us today, to ask ourselves, do we have a sense of the Lord's goodness to us? Do we feel like we are the most fortunate, blessed people in the world to know Jesus, to know his love for us, to live always in the favour of God? That is a wonderful thing, isn't it? And if we just take time to meditate on those things, perhaps each day, we do have this sense, how can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? We need to think about his goodness to us. But if we do have that sense, then we might ask ourselves, how can we express that? Does God want chocolates from us? Does he want flowers or a card? Sure, he is quite pleased with that card this morning as he's watched us write those things down. I'm sure he is. But the psalmist mentioned some other things, didn't he? And I'm going to just see if we can get into this a little bit. Excuse me a moment. Right, I will need a volunteer. Someone to come and sample what is in my cup. Someone like to come and taste what is in my cup. It'll be nice, something nice. Max, come on. Come and try what is in the cup. And you as well, Simeon. Go on, let's have a couple of people. Yeah, and Bethany, everyone come down who'd like to sample what is in the cup. Try that.
Fizzy drink.
Well, just try it. It is fizzy drink, that's right. Go on, try it. Are you allowed fizzy drinks? I should just check. Go on. You're not? All right, should we ask Max? Do you want to give it to Max? Go on, Max. Go on. It'll be nice. They don't trust me. This isn't working out how I thought it would. Max. Jessica, go on. Go on, have a taste. Go on. She doesn't trust me either, no. What do you think?
It's all right.
It's all right? Go on, Connie. Last try. Someone's got to like it. Yeah? What did you say?
It's really nice.
It's really nice. Thanks, Connie. And Connie, tell me something. Who would you want to taste that? If you say it's really nice, I want someone to try that. Mum. Mum. Go on, have a swig. Have a swig. It is. It's this. It's green cola. Green cola. So there you go. So I'm sure it's healthy in some way or other. So there you go. In this cup, there was something delicious. There really was. And Connie wanted her mum to try it because it was so good. And that, I think, is sort of what the psalmist is saying. He's saying, God's salvation is amazing. He calls it the cup of salvation. He says, "What? God's salvation is amazing. And I want other people to have a taste. I want other people to know how good it is. That's how I'm going to say thank you to God. I'm going to tell other people about how good it is." Now, from the outside, you didn't know what was in there, but it was only the person who tried it. It was Connie. When she tried it, it was like, well, that's delicious. She knew how good it was and wanted to pass it on to others. It's like that, isn't it? When we're followers of Jesus, we know how good the Lord's salvation is, so we want to tell others about it. So that's the first thing he says. Lift up the cup of salvation. Tell other people. That's one way to say thank you to God. The second way, I might have to go over to my Bible, actually. I've forgotten what this one is, but here it is. That's it. Does anyone want to come out here and try this? Hello, Adrian. Hello, Adrian Gardner. Calling Adrian. Yeah, he's got it. Does someone else want to come out and call a message? This is my megaphone borrowed from the University of Suffolk. Come on, Simeon. Come down here. Five yesterday. Was it yesterday? Was it your birthday yesterday? Right. Go for it. Give a call.
Hello.
Very good. Thank you very much. Come on, quick, Bethany. Quick, quick. Why have I got the megaphone? Well, it's because the psalmist says he'll call on the name of the Lord. He'll call on the name of the Lord. That means he's going to talk to God, isn't he? He's going to speak. He's going to call out to him. He's going to speak up. He's going to say whatever is on his heart. He's going to talk to the Lord about whatever is on his heart. And that's because the psalmist is saying, I've got confidence in you. I know what you're like. I know you're good. I know you're for me. So I'm going to call out to you about all the various things in my life. I'm going to pray about, call out to you on behalf of others, on behalf of issues in the world. That's another way we can say thank you to God. Strange, isn't it? It's not how you might think of saying thank you, but we can say thank you to God by calling out to him. And we're going to do that later in our service as John leads us in some prayers. As we call out to God, it's a way we're saying thank you. We're saying we're confident in you. And what was the last one? Well, I have here this morning a chessboard with all these different pieces on. And I don't play chess very often, so I barely know what each of these pieces does. But each of these chess pieces has a role to play and a part to play. And these ones at the front, I know they're called pawns. Where do you think this pawn should play his part? Where should a pawn play his part? Do you think the pawn should just play his part over here on the end of the row? And what about this? Lost one there. Is that the king or is that the queen? I think it's the king. Is the king going to just be over here doing his thing on the radiator? In the front? Oh, I can't even balance it. Anyway, on the front row with Brian. Thank you. No, all the pieces on the chessboard have a part to play, don't they? And they have a part to play on the board with all the other pieces. That's how they take part and they do their thing in the game. That's how they contribute to the success of the chess team. And they play a part. And it's rather like that. Did you see that? The last thing in the psalm says, it says, I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people. So the psalmist says, I'm going to show the Lord that I love him and I'm serious about following him and I'm committed to him as I'm with his people and among his people and I play my part in their life. And that's something for us to think about today as we think about how that we're thankful to God and how can we show our gratitude to the Lord. He doesn't say, go off and do your own thing over here and show me how committed you are over there and that you're serious about following me over here. He's got there's a sense of we do that together, and it's in the community of the church, it's in the shared life of the church as we work together that we show the Lord that we're grateful to him. Okay, so hopefully you'll remember that. The cup of salvation, the loudspeaker megaphone, calling on the name of the Lord, and the chess pieces, fulfilling our vows in the presence of his people.